Welcome to Face Jam, the show where we try every new fast food creation to let you know if you need it. You probably do. Thanks to DoorDash for making this show possible. I'm your host, Michael Jones, also known as Mikey J, alongside my co-host, Jordan Sweers, also known as J-Dog. J-Dog, how are you?
Oh, I'm good now that I have a new nickname. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's not what I would have picked, but...
Well, you don't pick your own nickname, except Mikey J. I did pick that. I made that myself. I'm trying to set us off on the right foot here because we've had a lot of problems today, mostly stemming from Eric, actually exclusively stemming from
Thank
Eric.
Thank you.
He's in a bit
Appreciate
of a sour
it.
Mood.
Thanks, guys. Very cool.
I have to explain why
you don't
you're
have
so
to explain
sour.
Anything. It would have been fine. I'm a professional. It would have been okay.
No, you're already sour.
No.
See, listen
this
to
This is
him.
Because you pointed out that there were a bunch of problems and we haven't even done anything and no one would even know. But you're like, there's problems.
Yeah, people want to know. They want to peek behind the curtain, though. I feel like I'm real with the jammers.
All right, fine.
And listen, I want to let them know today's a little bit of a struggle.
There was a cable connector that I didn't have, so we're kind of making it work by...
You're managing.
Yeah, we're recording
you're
on other laptops
by.
And other situations, and it's just, it's a headache, but it's working, and then, I don't know, we're in a Walmart parking lot. It's a whole thing.
Uh-huh, again.
That's what I was going to say. We're here in, like... What even
a
fucking city
one,
are we in? Lake
this
is this
still
Lake
Austin.
Line?
I think it's still Austin. Oh.
It's like borderline some other city that nobody knows.
You get real north or west, and you gotta call bullshit. Like this is Austin. This is crazy.
Yeah.
When I saw this on the map, fuck you. This isn't Austin.
Nice try.
Nice try, suckers. But why we're here and what we're doing here today. Is we're reviewing the fan favorite Fazoli's Parmesan Crusted Alfredo Bake with Meatballs.
Fazoli's.
I guess that's how to pronounce it because I didn't know it was a word before last week.
Nick is giving a thumbs up. Big thumbs. Like it was like a very big thumbs up.
Oh, wow. Super big. Okay. Fazoli's. Yeah. That's it.
Fazoli. Yeah.
You're putting too much like Italian into a thing that is certainly not.
Clearly
hey,
not
it's,
that.
Hey, it's Fazoli's.
Yeah. Hey, Fazoli's.
You know when people say...
Just let it trickle out. Fazoli's.
When people say Olive Garden is fake Italian, you haven't seen Fazoli's.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I would go as far to say that Fazoli's might be fake Olive Garden.
I don't know what it is. Popped up on our radar at a limited item. About that. Mm-hmm. And I said, what the hell is Fazoli's? I didn't know. You didn't know.
No.
Eric didn't think there was one in Austin, and borderline there isn't. It's right. Far as hell.
It's close.
Who comes screaming in, big old Fazoli fan? Nick. He's like, oh, I love Fazoli's. I used to go there all the time. And then he starts just laying it down. Like, he's the Fazoli's expert.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about a packet of sauce.
That's it.
I mean, yeah. I said it, and then there was a long pause. No one said anything else. I really thought Eric was going to chime in there, and I just was
Why would
staring
I? No,
at Jordan.
It just seemed, no, it seemed like you were painting a picture and then decided, this picture's done.
I painted the picture, and then the picture was painted, and then I turned around, and everyone was just kind of looking somewhere else. And I went, there's the picture, guys. It's done.
What?
And you were,
my favorite.
And then you said, "Oh, I thought you were painting two pictures."
Well, my favorite Nick story with Fazoli's was how he said it was his go-to date spot.
Yeah, that's what he said. Go-to. Those are the words he used.
Yeah. I don't know if it was first dates or what, but
seems like a first date kind of place.
Yeah. I don't.
It seems like a no date kind of place.
Listen, people gotta eat. Okay.
I mean, yeah, but look around this parking lot. They don't have to eat at Fazoli's.
They really don't.
There's so
hey, good.
There's like a Chick-fil-A, I think. There's a Whataburger.
True.
There's a lot of other
it,
choices.
I'm just saying. It's like,
did you come to this Fazoli's, Nick?
That's what I was gonna ask.
No, there's another one. There must be one. Like
I mean,
down
I always.
South.
And it's
there's
closed now.
I think it's in San Marcos.
Oh, that's
oh God.
One. Yeah.
Was that the one you went? He's pointing at me very aggressively.
Yeah.
Those are his old stomping grounds. So if you want to find a piece of Nick, go to the Fazoli's in San Marcos.
Maybe
you'll find something.
I like that he described it as a date spot, and then he said, "Yeah, I don't know. They're like, the dates were like 50-50 on it. And it's like, what, who yeah. was 50 in the yes camp on this place?
Yeah.
He said,
thanks for bringing me to Fazoli's. I really how it's like a fast food restaurant, but Italian.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is the past experience segment because we have none.
Zero.
I've never even heard of it before.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just mining Nick
talk about,
here.
We should just talk about Nick's experience, but obviously for him. He said it was 50-50, and I said, was that because of the food or the dates? And he went, little from column A, little from column B.
Most interesting to me is that he took his wife here on a date.
Yep.
Before, back when they were dating. And I
she
was like,
test.
Yeah, like that's how he knew.
They call it Fazoli's Gambit.
That sounds like a weapon in Destiny.
Yeah. If you make it through.
Yeah.
There's something to be said.
True. You're destined for true love. I'm still trying to figure out how to make a Fazoli and Isles joke.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. So yeah, we'll give you time, I guess. Let us know when you lock that one down.
I heard Fazoli's,
mm-hmm.
right? I read Fazoli's.
Yeah.
I saw it was a pasta dish,
mm-hmm.
and my thought was Italian restaurant. And I don't know of an Italian restaurant that you don't sit down in.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'd say as close as you can get is, you know, you get like pizza places or borderline sub shops. They might do a little bit of Italian.
Yeah.
Like get spaghetti.
Delis.
Or something
maybe?
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I looked at the first picture and it blew me away because the inside looked like it was just the counter and then it had a menu board like it was a McDonald's.
Yep.
Like numbers and everything. And I was like, what the fuck?
My first impression was that it looked like a McDonald's fucked a Jason's Deli.
Yeah.
Like it kind of had that vibe to it.
And so then even with that, you know, Jordan, you assume there'd be some sort of, you know, you pick your food and you go down a line type deal.
Yeah.
There's a drive-thru in
there's
this place.
A fucking drive-thru.
Drive-thru
Italian.
Like, fast food Italian. It's crazy. I was thinking about this for days.
How did we not know this place existed?
It's a really bonkers restaurant. We'll get to a lot of this stuff in the facts section where we have a lot of facts about Fazoli's where you guys will definitely learn a lot. There's one fact that I did not include that I feel like I can tell you about now is that a few years ago in Baltimore, they tried to open the Italian equivalent of Chipotle, where you go down what you're describing, where you go down a line and build your own like pasta dish and everything. It lasted 1 year and went under.
Damn.
Yeah.
This was a Fazoli's idea?
Yes, it was.
Did anybody, Dang. Was there like people die or they just didn't?
No,
well?
I think
like
that, and again, we'll get to some of these things in the facts section about what is Fazoli's and
I'm just
thinking.
Saying, mm-hmm. generally speaking, when we're coming to Face Jam facts, mm-hmm. things don't pan out well because people die.
Yeah, that's true.
There's some sort of murder or poisoning or, you know, contamination involved.
Melted
or
dick.
Balls were
dick
melted.
Melting,
yeah, I was getting there.
Bathrooms.
Wild. Just a wild, crazy time.
It's a weird restaurant that I had to go walk inside of, and the inside just looks like a Carl's Jr. And then they go, here's a sack of food, and it's all pasta and bread.
I'm looking at the restaurant now because we're in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't eat the whole thing, and I'm full.
Yeah.
Neither did I, dude. It's filling.
Yep.
It's pasta for sure.
But I'm looking at the restaurant now, and I'm like thinking it used to be a Carl's Jr., to
be looks
honest.
Like it. It fucking looks like it.
It's also painted super weird.
Yep.
It's a very weird color.
Mm-hmm.
It almost, they went for like, they're like, let's do green, but not Olive Garden green. Let's do lime green on the canopy. And it's just ugly as shit.
Yeah.
When we saw how far away it was, we were like, okay, if we go there, we definitely have to record in the parking lot. And then as a joke, because Nick had known about the restaurant, I was like, Nick, what's the landscape? What are we talking about here? And he's like, oh, it's right next to a Walmart. There's plenty of space. I was like, holy shit.
This guy knows. It. This guy knows.
And this isn't even the one he came to.
No, yeah. Well, he's a northerner now, so I think I think he's probably hit this
research.
Place up.
Yeah.
When was the last time you've been here, Nick? To this one?
A year ago.
What? A year ago? Holy
what
shit.
The fuck?
It was too far for me to translate. I'm glad Eric translated that.
Yeah, I couldn't hear him.
That blows my mind. And then my next question is like, why was he keeping it from us?
Yeah.
I had to, not Eric. I found this on Chew Boom.
I didn't think that there was one in Austin. I'd looked up Fazoli's and I went,
that's
chase not
the lead.
That's
We've talked
Austin.
About this before.
No.
That's not Austin. I looked at it.
No.
It is, though. That's not this Austin. This is Austin. On paper, it's Austin.
If Austin could have Gaddy's Pizza, they could have a Fazoli's or two.
I think the Face Jam threshold is 30 minutes.
I agree. Right?
Unless it's like
is...
a real banger, 40? That'd be insanity.
But I mean, I'll go up to Cedar Park for a special Zaxby's thing.
Mm-hmm. Is there a Zaxby's in Cedar Park?
Yeah.
Oh, we should do Zaxby's.
It's the closest one.
Oh, wow.
Have you been sleeping on them, Eric? Have there been deals
Yeah,
coming
I didn't
out?
Think there was one in Austin.
God damn it.
You got to check a map, man.
Yeah, let me just tell you. I'll find a list of all the restaurants in the in the metropolitan area for you.
Check the glove box. There's probably one in there. So unfold it.
Oh, I hadn't thought about it. Like a Thomas Brothers.
Yeah.
But it's
start
for Zaxby's.
Rooting around looking for Zaxby's.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Zaxby's is on the map, the fold-up map.
Well, that's cool. We haven't done Zaxby's yet. We've gotten this long into the show without repeating a restaurant. We got to keep going. We got to do
impressive.
A Zaxby's.
We're almost at a year.
Yep. Yeah.
Real
that's
close.
Crazy. That's
like,
crazy.
Is this 25, Nick? 24, 25? What
this
is this?
This is 25, I think. So we're just about
Holy
at our
shit.
We're just about at our jam-iversary. You like?
Man,
I just came up.
Wow, that was
you like
that?
Anniversary.
I just came up with that.
I like that.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, you're making up for things a little bit now.
That's very cute.
I see you poking your head. I don't know if you're pointing
yeah,
to your
I think
producer.
I think he's wearing his producer yeah. hat.
Okay.
Definitely.
I can't tell.
There's the weird
shadowed.
Lighting today in the parking lot. Like everyone's
yeah.
just silhouette
Fazoli's
shadows.
Fazoli's is known for the lighting being weird.
It's romantic.
Yeah.
I like how I can't see you guys.
Nick didn't take his date inside because, you know, there's nowhere to sit. They just went and picked it up and sat in his car.
They got it catered.
Do you think a Fazoli's inside is like when we went into the Jack in the Box and it was like a woman painting her nails and like a bunch of people not eating, just hanging out? Maybe that's like a cool hangout spot.
It's weird.
Probably. I mean, where the last place I would ever think to look for anybody is inside yeah. a Fazoli's restaurant.
Dude.
Mostly because I didn't know it existed.
If you're on the run, just go to Fazoli's.
Just
don't look.
Hide out.
Oh, man. It's just crazy. I'm just looking at the window, and it just says pasta in the window. Just an old neon sign.
Also, there's a sign that says five under $5.
Oh, yeah. A lot of their food
like
is under $5.
Pizza
oh.
and pasta, and yeah. I think that's a calzone.
Yeah.
It's unheard of.
Yeah, it's
also
crazy.
They're hiring a
lot of people.
Well,
so
that's good to know.
Yep. So a lot of people driving through the drive-through of the Fazoli's. Again, a lot of options in this actual just this one parking lot.
Yeah,
you have like a handful of other places that you could eat.
Whataburger's
just in
over
this,
there.
Just in this parking, like you go across the street, there's even more. Right.
There's probably a McDonald's in that Walmart.
I would think so. And you're going,
be one
you know what?
Around here.
Gotta get this pasta, but don't want to leave my car.
Here's the thing, though.
Beep, beep.
Right? And I'll say, it's like Panda Express, though. They got the market. Where the fuck else are you going to drive through and not get out of your car
you're
and
right.
get pasta?
Yeah. No, you're right.
That's why I wanted to come here. Jordan and I both used the word intrigued.
It was quite the intriguing proposition.
Definitely.
I didn't know there was such a thing. Mm-mm. Okay, let's, now that we've explained Nick's
let's
history.
Let's get fact.
Let's get some facts.
You're going to learn a lot.
Established in 1988.
Whoa, little baby.
Around that long. Mm-hmm. Fazoli's, like Olive Garden, was created with the intention of always becoming a chain. There are now over 200 Fazoli's in 26 states. I don't know how we missed this. This is crazy.
That sounds like too many.
It does sound like too
many. It's an impossible number to yeah. not know about it.
Yeah.
Are there any in California?
No. They're mostly in like the South and kind of like the East. We have a friend named Andrew, you don't know him, who is from Mississippi, and I asked him about Fazoli's, and he went, oh, yeah, their mascot's like a tomato. And I said, oh, yeah.
I don't know this guy, but that sounds like something he'd say.
Is this guy's from Mississippi? He came in and he took the part you needed for the audio?
Yeah, he stole it.
Yeah.
Didn't he say it was Andrew?
Yeah,
didn't
he stole it.
Andrew took my cable or whatever?
Eric threw a couple of people under the bus. He threw his fiance
Andrew
under
was
the
one
bus.
Of them.
Andrew, I think his dog as well.
The dog, yeah.
The dog he physically threw under the bus.
I definitely threw Michael's shirt gremlins under the bus just in case. If they're shrinking shirts, I don't put it past them.
They're making them a little bigger, which is weird.
Are they?
I think they feel bad.
How are they doing that?
They're using cold water.
Oh.
It reverses the process.
You gotta line dry them. Yep.
So there you go. So far, you've learned one fact about Fazoli's.
One fact. On to fact number two. Fazoli's is not an Italian restaurant, but an Italian-American restaurant offering fare like the Meatball Da Vinci and the Primo Italiano, which is weird because the restaurant was started in Kentucky by a company that made Long John Silver.
Ugh.
Meatball Da Vinci.
Everything about this is so fucked
up. Why? What does that even... What's clever about that?
This...
I don't... Why? That's why, Michael, that's exactly why I included it, because I went, what? Maybe like, they'll get the joke. What's the joke?
I think they're kind of just like, hey, Italian words. Put them next to some other words.
You're just saying things. Meatball Da Vinci.
So it was
Meatball Da Vinci.
It was started by the people who started Long John Silver because they're like, well, we'll just do an Italian thing. And it's like, that's gross. That's two gross restaurants.
Can we make a pledge to never eat at Long John Silver for this show?
I mean, it's up to you guys. If you guys say no, you can always veto a choice.
I feel like that goes against the nature of the show. Mm-hmm. But I 100% will pledge to never eat there.
Okay. Unless we're really desperate, okay?
Uh-huh. So, Michael, you're playing devil's advocate, but also you absolutely agree with Jordan.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay. He's a really bad devil's advocate.
I just want people to know on paper what he's saying is wrong, but I completely agree with him, and I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there or eat anything from that hellhole.
And I think I have the same conflicting issue where I don't want to like put ourselves in this box, but also I would prefer to never eat there again in my life.
Right, and that's fine. That's fair. But we've always got Fazoli's. Fact number three.
Hold on. I just want to say that all of this stuff, it makes so much sense now knowing that it's from a Kentucky like based company.
And that it's qualified as Italian-American. Yeah. Like, they go out of their way to be like, we're not an Italian place. We're an Italian-American
place. Reminds me of that episode of The Sopranos where they go to Italy and they're so excited to try the food. But they don't like any of the food.
No. Because it's all seafood.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, you got any Meatball Da Vinci?
Yeah.
Well, you sounded just like Tony.
Hey, gabagool.
I thought James Gandolfini just rose from the grave.
He's back and he wants the Meatball Da Vinci.
I want the Meatball Da Vinci.
Hey, you got any big Italian refrigerators I could leave open? Okay.
Go ahead.
It hasn't always been smooth sailing for Fazoli's. After a downturn in sales, they realized people were leaving because the quality of the food was terrible, so they introduced new items and put in drive-thrus, which I guess tricked people into thinking that it is okay, that it is not good.
Okay, I was going through a roller coaster as you were reading this, because I was like, it used to be worse? Oh no, we really missed out.
You know what's crazy? Hey.
They didn't solve the problem with the quality.
It used to be worse. One of the franchisees, that's why it says the quality of the food is terrible. That's a direct quote from one of the franchisees.
Whoa.
He said for a long time, people would come once and then never come back because the quality of the food was so bad.
I mean, I don't want to say for sure, but I think I might never eat here again myself.
I mean, I will never eat here again, but that it's just too far and weird. if I was in Fazoli Stomping Grounds, I could wander my way through. I'm not ashamed to say that.
That is exact, Michael. What you just said is exactly how Nick described it to me before everyone got here. I'm like, I would never come here and eat. He's like, right, but if there was nothing else and you were like within like a mile, you'd be like, whatever. There's Fazoli's. I guess I'll just eat here. And I'm like, I guess so.
No, I would go to Chick-fil-A first. I would go to Whataburger first. I would even maybe entertain Arby's.
Wow.
I think I'd be like, Fazoli's. The odds are, too, someone would be here that didn't know what the hell it was. And I'd say, you gotta try the pasta and the pizza.
You gotta get the meatball da Vinci.
The meatball da Vinci.
Get it?
Okay. I just like that they... Yeah. No, me neither.
Oh, man. When you're dead, people can do anything with your name. Yeah. All they had to do was wait.
Yep, smart.
Some fucker's like, oh, Da Vinci's been dead forever. What's he going to do about it? Nothing. You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine if they tried to call it, like, the Michael Jordan meatball? Yeah. They'd be impossible. I don't know why I just picked Michael Jordan off the top of my head. Not
crazy.
That, like, it's anything to do with, like, you know, potentially being sued or anything.
Uh-huh.
But fuck it. Throw Da Vinci in there. Oh, dude, have you tried the Jesus Christ breadsticks? They're amazing.
They're a little cross-shaped.
Yeah, Jesus. People didn't know this. He liked cheese on all of his food. All right, next fact. If you're an experienced eater, you can join Fazoli's Club 62, a senior citizen discount program that allows you to eat spaghetti with a salad on Wednesdays. This is great news for our audience, and we're proud to be able to help them find a family-friendly restaurant to bring their grandchildren for supper.
Not that's dinner, good. Supper. Very
that's
good.
Nice, supper. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good call. Eric, that was nice. You were thinking of the people there.
That was one where we had to take a break from the joking, and we need to just let our audience know.
Really help the jammers.
Listen, your grandson wants a slice of pizza, and he can have that. But if you bring him on a Wednesday with Club 62, you get a spaghetti and a salad, and what else could you want? That's perfect.
Yeah. Is it called Club 62 because you need to be 62 to join?
Yes, that is exactly what it is.
Okay. Before just I got to the senior citizen part, I was intrigued, and then I was intrigued.
Mostly because he put experienced eater in quotation marks.
That is what they call it. They say that Club 62 is an experienced eater program.
I think that just means you're still in the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're not dead yet,
you've been eating this long. You made it this far.
I'm only 29, and it might be brash of me to say this, but I feel like I'm a pretty experienced eater myself.
I don't know. I think this it's not your rookie year, and I understand that, but it's also like you haven't been in the league long enough to to get out of arbitration. Like you're stuck with like your entry level team. So yeah. Sorry, man.
I've still got my rookie deal.
Get another 30 years on you.
Yeah, I think if you're an experienced eater at the age of 62, they're gonna go in there and ask you like, you ever eat mud? And they'll be like, mud? For 5 years I ate mud. And they'll be like, all right, that's experience right there. The final fact. For a few years, Fazoli's had the sweetheart deal. Uh-oh, I'm looking at Nick. Offered free spaghetti for a year if you got engaged inside Fazoli's on Valentine's Day. I could not find any evidence that anyone has done this, but if you have, please keep that information to yourself because that's so pathetic, it should embarrass you to your core.
Well, Nick, he looks embarrassed.
Nah, he's shaking his head no. See, the thing is, he fucked up. He did it, but it wasn't Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
He missed it.
It's a real two-fold, two-pronged thing. And I was
it's
like, oh,
15th,
yeah, anyone could do
right?
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Sir, it's June 2nd, so we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Where's my spaghetti?
Could you imagine that is the thing that entices you? Spaghetti for a year.
For a year? That's not bad, dude.
What? I'll give you $100 and that will feed you spaghetti for a year.
Yeah, spaghetti is like $1.10 a pound. And a pound of spaghetti is a lot of fucking spaghetti. It might even be 2 pounds.
Dude,
spaghetti is fucking cheap. And then when you make it, you go, I don't know, I'm pretty hungry. Let me throw more in there. And then you come back and you go, where the fuck did all this spaghetti come from?
Oh, no, these gremlins who are tightening my shirts have put too much spaghetti in the pot.
The water gremlins made my spaghetti big.
Yeah. First they looked small and they didn't fill the pot up. And now the pot's overflowing with it.
I thought, what am I going to eat? A couple of sticks? Throw some more in.
And then somebody replaced my sticks with pasta.
Yeah. It's thick, dude. Baguettes?
So what did you guys learn a lot about Fazoli's?
I learned some stuff, yeah. I mean, more than I knew, which was zero.
Right.
This
deal thing. So you would say that this was a fact section where you got good facts, where you learned about Fazoli's.
You could say that. I'll bend to that.
You know more about Fazoli's than you did at the beginning.
This is the part where Eric says I made all this up.
I didn't make any of this up. These are all Fazoli's facts.
I feel like you made some of it up. But...
Fazoli's.
Should have called it that.
Damn it.
He should have called it that, but then again, he should have put the right sponsor in the copy as well.
All right,
but he didn't
all
do
right.
That either.
Should have brought the cable too, but here we are.
I know. I mean, I already mentioned the cable. You didn't have to go back there. I know you didn't bring it. You said Andrew took it.
Eric, you're crushing it lately.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
And then with the fact section done, we move on to spit and silly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, dude. I felt like we spat a lot. This just...
I like that most of our spits are Fazoli's based, which I think is pretty cool.
Right.
We're doing really well this episode. Sometimes we hit
keeping
this
on
point
track.
In the episode where I think we're on track and I go, man, we're only like 25, 30 minutes in. We're doing it. And then the episode ends and it's an hour and 10 minutes.
Right.
And I was thinking,
like, how did
what
that
happened?
Happen?
What happened? This is going to be the one. It's going to be tight.
I mean, I'll tell you exactly what happens. You guys start including segments that aren't on the format sheet. That have no business being in.
He's talking about the van.
Are you talking about the van segment?
There's
you brought
no
it
van
up. All right, let's move on to talking about vans because this is going to be a quick one.
This is going to be a quick one. Okay. So, as some of you may or may not know, and if you listen to this podcast, you should know because we talked about it. We did a Snack Attack 2, the live stream with video and everything that's available now. You can watch that now. It's out there, it's in the world. You know, maybe Nick will link it. I don't know. Do we do links? Who knows?
Yeah.
He's shrugging. I don't know.
He's shrugging. He doesn't know.
Just Google Snack Attack 2, the snackening, and it'll probably come up. Or it won't. Anyway, we thought that would be the big reveal for the van, and he didn't do it. We didn't
what,
get the
I
van.
Revealed
we
vans.
Got a couple
there
of
were
little
vans.
Vans. That was nice.
There were vans.
Some fan vans.
Fan vans.
And I think the reality of the situation is we did the Snack Attack. It was a nice, like, regrouping. We got to see each other in person. We got some little vans. Eric's just not going to get us a van, and we need to move on.
Yeah, I think I'm finally coming to terms with the fact that we lost.
We lost.
And as we know, you can lose, but you can also win if you just stop bringing it up.
Right.
So
that sounds like something a winner would say.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. We're just coming to terms with the fact that Eric hates us and
we
never
did
really
the vans
wanted
reveal.
Us to be
Remember
happy.
Remember when I showed you all the vans? Remember
yeah,
during Snack Attack?
Yeah, he faked being mad, and then he brought in a fleet of vans.
A fleet!
It was a literal fleet. I think there was three vans.
There
maybe
were four.
I'm looking at this Fazoli's catering van that's parked in the parking lot. I'm just thinking, Fazoli's has a van.
I'll tell you two things. One, this drive-thru has not stopped.
Okay? It really hasn't.
People are tearing through this Fazoli's. Two, that Fazoli's van, that is a fucking FBI van from The Sopranos. when you see a van like that, that's got a big fucking tomato on it, and they go, Fazoli's, that's not real. What is that?
It does indeed look like a fake company.
There's a bunch of fucking agents in that van listening to something. Maybe this podcast. Maybe they just wanted to get an early copy. I don't know. Hi, if you're listening. But
hi,
it's
Agent
suspicious.
Johnson.
That's all I'm saying. It's suspicious. And that's that. He didn't get the van. We win.
I'm sorry. What?
Wait. I agree with Michael.
I'm sorry. You guys implying that I lost somehow?
I'm just saying someone lost and it wasn't us, even though we didn't get what we wanted. You
I mean,
figure it out.
It could be the audience. Who's
crunch the numbers, nerd.
See, we were on track, and then you guys talked about vans. And
now we're still on track.
Well, no, what we did was talk about how good we're doing, which is like I like kind of like stopping in the middle of the episode and be like, how do you think the episode's going?
Really well.
I think it's going great.
Like TV shows and movies more often. Like, I think the scene's going really well.
Are you enjoying this episode so far? I am.
It's not over. How do you like it so far?
Yeah.
All right. Well, buckle up.
Let me know by tweeting at Eric Bedour.
Nope.
Yeah. You can maybe tag Face Jam Pod as well.
What do you mean? That was the intro for the ad.
Oh, we have those now? Well, no, we've had them. No, we, nope. I mean, we have, I mean, yeah, Nick does a little thing. He does. Do you listen to the show?
No, yeah, he, yeah, no, 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 no. He does a little thing.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to give him a break. Like, maybe he'll use that. And then
oh,
he
doesn't I see.
Have to,
I see. Interesting.
He doesn't have to,
so,
you know, save
so you
saves him probably
that.
Like an hour of work.
But when I do the theme song, everyone gets mad.
Right, because I'm not
well,
copying something
to...
poorly. I'm just,
yeah,
that was an original
exactly.
piece.
That,
what do you mean?
What did you think I was doing?
All right, listen, daddy's hungry.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm using DoorDash.
Oh.
That was what we, that's why we're doing this, because to talk about DoorDash. They're the sponsor for this episode.
Right.
And,
daddy's hungry, but daddy's lazy.
Daddy's lazy, and also, daddy sometimes hates. So, my, like, and I've talked about this if you've listened to the podcast. My go-to DoorDash is Panda Express.
Ooh.
It's like, I like Panda Express. I know what I get, and you know, I know what I'm getting, I know what I'm in for. But it's the bane of my existence going there and waiting, and I just rage sitting in the drive-thru.
So why not have someone else do it for you?
Right, I'll just let DoorDash do that.
Rage away.
Right. I don't have to leave, and my head doesn't have to explode. Right. Gladly. That person says, I'll take the burden happily, and then I'll drop it off at your house.
He's like Samwise Gamgee. He's like, share the load, and you give him the ring, which is the burden of going to Panda.
But like, if Frodo then went bye and wasn't in the movie at all and just sat at home in the Shire and was like, let me know when you're done, because that's what it's like. How's that, Eric?
Yeah, no, that's good. Uh-huh, great.
DoorDash is the app that brings you food you're craving right now, right to your door. Kind of like what we just said, but
right.
This
yeah,
is a
that's,
more
I mean, we used our own words, which is always what I think people like, you know? How many
well,
other people
about,
did that whole Hobbit thing with the DoorDash
right,
read? Probably
right.
not.
I'm gonna lean more into the Panda Express thing that you were talking about, because that has to do with another episode, and I thought that was really smart. And then it went on a tangent into...
Oh, maybe we're going to do a Hobbit really, episode in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe.
hey, if they come back with that Hobbit breakfast at Denny's they had.
Whoa.
You remember that?
Here's the thing. Yep. Here's the thing. It's possible because DoorDash, they have over 300,000 right. partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia. You can support your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, Cheesecake Factory, or Panda.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they got options. They got you covered. They got contactless delivery. So, you know, you don't got to worry about talking to people or like, even though it's not really like a contact thing, you got to look at somebody. If you look at someone and scream, you don't have to worry about it anymore, because they'll just put the food at your door, nice and safe, let you know it's there. You come out, you can scream if you want to, but nobody will be there to terrify you.
I usually wait for them to drive off before I start screaming.
Mm-hmm. I'm usually screaming while I rip the bag open.
There is a new interesting social dynamic involved with the contactless delivery, which is the doorbell will ring and I will go get the food that's been placed upon my doorstep. And if the food runner is like, you know, getting in his car and like getting ready to leave, you know, I want to make sure he sees it. Like, hey, I'll wave and be like, hey, I got the food. Thanks, dude. But then there's an awkward moment where I'll do that and they don't see me. And I'm like, who? I look like a maniac waving at no one.
Well, I mean, you don't look like a maniac because no one can see
you. No one sees you. Yeah, it's just you.
You feel like a maniac.
Yes, exactly.
No, I think my cats are watching and judging me.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Trying to be cool.
I'll tell you what, our listeners should be screaming, because right now they can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code FaceJam. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the app store and enter code FaceJam. One word, that's name of this show.
That's boom shakalaka, discounts galore.
Damn, I like that.
Also, I love that they give us our own like vanity code. Face jam.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm pretty exactly sure everyone gets one, like ever. But I like to think it's special.
Yeah, but here's the thing: it's so they can track it and they know that the jammers are using it the most, and they're like, "Oh, we gotta keep sponsoring these guys. These jammers are going nuts."
Not to Jordan. Him, it's just like
he just thinks it's neat.
That's me.
It's cool.
Wow, that's swell.
Very cool.
I have used code FaceJam for.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm. Because you get $5 off your first order with DoorDash using the code FaceJam.
And no delivery fees.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, you know, scratching my own back.
Right. Right.
I forgot. What's the code?
Well, the code is FaceJam. And if you forget, if you go to order it and you go, oh man, what's that code again? Just remember, it's that really funny podcast with the super short ad reads. It's FaceJam.
Black box down.
Is this one? Is this ad as long as Lord of the Rings yet? Wait until we release the extended edition.
God, guys, okay, let's get back to the show.
We already did the show, dude. This is like a week
Sing
later.
Sing us out. Sing us out, Michael.
Oh, man.
I'll be honest, Jordan. I don't remember. Do I read this next part or do you? I read the food, right? How does the show work?
You don't remember?
You read the facts. I read the foods.
This is the Jordan
you read
section.
All the food. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I asked. I didn't want to step on toes.
I can only imagine a company like Fazoli's and what their like press department is like.
Yep.
Because you know we've kind of run the gambit,
the Fazoli's gambit,
the Fazoli's gambit on these press releases, and they go from like big conglomerates to smaller restaurants, and they're all pretty ridiculous. So let's see what we got here. So this is the description for, I don't know why it says Fazoli's Parmesan crusted Alfredo baked with meatballs, but I'm reading those words.
This guy's all over the place.
It's gemelli pasta topped with Alfredo sauce, three Italian meatballs, and baked with mozzarella cheese and Parmesan panko breadcrumbs. Fair enough. That's an apt description. I wouldn't say the Alfredo sauce was on top of what I ate, but...
It wasn't. Yeah, you're right.
It was very
It was in there.
Press material. Fazoli stays on top. Oh, brother.
A bold claim.
I'm sad for them already. Fazoli stays on top by serving premium Italian dishes at the best value. One of those things is true.
Also, aren't they American Italian dishes?
Yep.
Well, they didn't specify that.
Yep.
Italian dishes at the best value, said Director of Culinary Innovation, Rick Petrelia.
Mamma Mia.
Italian. Mamma Mia, indeed. I like that they have a director of culinary innovation. They're like one of the big dogs. Each of our new Parmesan-baked offerings are perfect for those looking to find an indulgent new comfort food that's also affordable. Plus, with our Parmesan-crusted Alfredo dish featured on our $5 under $5 menu, there is truly nowhere else to get such a craveable meal at this exceptional value.
Truly, there is truly nowhere else.
Every sentence is the same thing. Every sentence said the same thing.
Every sentence reminds you that this is cheap food. This is cheap food for you to eat cheaply.
This
but it's
is
a lot
of
nothing
cheap
else.
Food. It is here. Food, best value. Food, affordable. Food, $5. Food, exceptional value.
It's true. It's
what
true.
The fuck?
They
Man, calm down.
They keep saying the word like Parmesan baked offerings, Parmesan Alfredo dish.
It's mm-hmm. weird when restaurants describe food as offering. What does that mean? It's food.
It's what they're offering to us. You're the not customer. It's a very capitalist way of looking at it.
It's just bizarre.
I'm a consumer.
I'm a goddamn customer.
I'm a big
customer.
Man with a big appetite.
Oh.
And there's only one place that I like to eat under $5, and it's Fazoli's.
Don't look around, by the way. If you get to Fazoli's, don't look around at all the other restaurants.
Find the Fazoli's and hone in.
I'm a big man, and I wear blinders on the sides of my eyes like a horse. Hook me up to the pasta trough and give me 12 breadsticks, and I don't want a side of salad. I want a side of pizza.
Yeah, you can walk into Fazoli's with a 20 and say, load up the trough. Because Piggy's eating tonight.
And then like alarms go off and they're like, we got a big spender.
This guy brought a 20.
Quick aside, this is like the first parking lot recording where it's sunny. and not raining.
Oh,
and
yeah, also, that's nice. Like, yeah, but then you're complaining about like the shadows. So
yeah, that's
really,
true. But there are a lot of monarch butterflies flying around.
Do they like fazolies?
I think they're migrating here. Away from fazolies.
They're here. There's something away. To be said.
They all went to Chick-fil-A.
They stopped at Chick-fil-A on their way down south.
Oh, man.
Anyway, it's just a nice day.
Next section.
How's the parking lot? Having fun?
It's pretty good. It's I don't know. I like the weather, but there's some weird shading going on.
Should we mention the shade again?
It's hard to see Eric.
I'm here. Hello.
There he is.
Uh-oh, hi.
I see the sheen in his sunglasses.
You can't see me because I'm small. I'm so small.
Yeah, you're small. You're so a small little guy.
I'm little. I'm so small.
You're a small little guy. Let me scoop you up.
Guys,
you
don't
look like you
could
eat $5 worth of fazoles.
Eric, how much was, like, per meal, like, what was the cost? Like, how did it break down?
I think it was around $9, roughly.
We blew that five out of the water. 20, so you went in there and you're saying you dropped, like, $40, dude?
Then we also got, we also have a Surfside.
But I mean, like, we got like
talking
a little 50? Pizza. We got a little pizza as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we got a side of pizza.
That was one of the most intriguing parts of the restaurant, is that you can get pizza as a side.
Mm-hmm. Nick said you can get a side salad or a side pizza.
Yeah.
And that's when Jordan went, what?
I can't imagine anyone gets the side salad at
Fazoli's. I bet there's people that come to Fazoli's for the salad.
No.
It's a lot of Club 62ers.
I don't think
on Wednesday.
They come, they get, what do they get again? Did they get the spaghetti too?
Spaghetti and salad.
Yeah, they get
everybody
spaghetti
gets
and
the
salad.
Spaghetti. If they're doing a promotion, you get the spaghetti. They go, I eat the spaghetti and I give the salad to my grandson's rabbit.
And even the rabbit won't eat this.
The rabbit goes, is this from Fazoli's?
No, thank you. This is terrible quality.
Oh, man.
I want to, like, I'm, like, curious about, like what would it be like if you just, like, parked in the corner inside the Fazoli's on a Wednesday and just counted how many Club 62ers rolled through?
Like, I bet it doesn't even have to be a Wednesday. I bet you get so many Club 62ers every day of the week at this fucking place.
Do you think they call them 62ers?
I hope so. Well, they're experienced eaters, don't forget.
Yeah. You must address them with the respect they
deserve. Oh, hello,
sir.
Deserve. Let me give you an offering for our experienced eaters.
Oh, fuck.
One spaghetti inside salad for you.
Give me the spaghetti!
As reward for being over the age of 62, here is your salad and spaghetti.
Your experience precedes you, sir. Holy shit.
I've heard tale of this eater from far and wide. Mervin, he's here, and he's eating his spaghetti.
And they don't even get meatballs with that.
Nope.
The meatballs is extra. Yeah. And also, the meatballs is dog.
Yeah. Should we review the food?
Yeah,
I suppose so.
Always.
I think that's the point of the
you're
show.
You're itching to. Here's what it looks like. You want to see?
Blah.
Oh, I forgot to take pictures of the food.
Don't worry.
What the
fuck?
I told you this is a cursed episode.
The pizza.
What is happening? It's just you.
Go I'm in there and apart. Order it again.
I'm falling apart.
Yeah, you need to take a picture of the fresh pizza.
Yeah, the pizza's gone, but I have some leftover past for you.
Oh, I got plenty of pasta left over.
Bunch of eating pasta. Really good. Dude, the social team's going to love this.
Yeah, yep. They're going to get this and be like, I'm not posting this.
Yeah, right. Sorry, guys.
Nope. Okay, so before I dug into the pasta, which was the main attraction.
Offering, you can say it.
You're right. Offering is more an apt word than attraction.
Yep.
But after being offered this food, I dug into the pizza first, because I didn't want that to get cold. And it tasted like pretty much like you would get at a pizza buffet, like a Double Dave's or a Cece's, where it's like not real pizza. It's Uncanny Valley pizza.
It's like rubber pizza.
Yeah, and it's like, it's worse than Pizza Hut, but it's close.
Yeah.
But at least Pizza Hut's putting in at least like the bare minimum effort, where this is just like, throw it under the heat lamp. Let it sit until this guy picks it up.
Before you guys got here, me and Nick were talking about it, and I said it just tastes like the word pizza. Like, yeah. Like, it all, when you said uncanny valley of pizza, I feel like that's perfect, because it looks like the idea of pizza, and it tastes like the idea of pizza, but at no point would I go, yum, pizza. I love this pizza.
Yeah. It's not, like, bad, but no. It's not good.
Good,
it is,
no.
It is fine.
It's yeah. Pizza at its lowest, like, form.
Yeah.
It's pizza at its lowest form before being bad pizza.
Yes.
Like, this is gross, this tastes bad. It's just like, eh, it's pizza.
Yep.
Yeah. If it was, like, a macaroni and cheese pizza, which I could, like, imagine what this tastes like, it would be bad pizza. But, yes. Like, it's saved by being cheese and pepperoni.
Yep.
The crust was also very weirdly salty.
Mm-hmm.
Very salty crust, which is a new experience in eating pizza. Usually it's like dusted with, you know, garlic and stuff, but a offering of salt. Don't mind.
They
if
just
I
go straight salt.
Don't mind if
that's
I do.
That's the herbs and spices.
Yeah, the herbs and spices. Salt. And then I also dug into the breadstick. I got two breadsticks, but I wanted to save one for the past. And that looks like an Olive Garden breadstick. And tastes like a fake Olive Garden breadstick.
Yep.
It was like, they were like, they probably ordered some breadsticks from Olive Garden, took it back to their like test kitchen, and were like, deconstruct and recreate. And they like did the best they could. And it's like just below that. So it's like, they tried their best. It just tastes like a ripoff of Olive Garden breadstick. I would say Cheddar Bay Biscuit is way better than this. Just in Whoa. Case anyone was wondering.
Damn.
Right. I bet they were. They probably were.
And then you dig into the pasta, which at this point was all nice and greenhouse gas affected by by the cover. And it was just like all condensation when I opened it up. It was like almost water. But at this point, the top had formed a nice coagulation of cheese topping that almost came off in one piece, if not for the scattering of meatballs to interrupt it.
Right, yeah, kind of break it up.
Yeah, I could see the panko breadcrumbs were present, and underneath was the bed of pasta with a couple of diced tomatoes strewn about. So I dug in and got a taste with the cheese and the pasta, and was like, not bad, cheesy, okay. And then I was like, how's this pasta taste by itself? And I took a bite, and I was like, that was nothing. How's this pasta taste by itself? Took a bite, it didn't taste like anything. The pasta has no flavor.
Yeah,
the pasta
you're right.
is
you're totally
straight
right. bland.
Yep. Is straight carbohydrate.
Yep,
in pasta form.
Yep.
And I was like, sauce is supposed to come with this, right? I couldn't find any sauce.
No.
It wasn't until the end that I found, I think it might have been lopsided and all of it went to like one corner
yep.
of the dish. Mm-hmm. And I found a good pocket where I could get my breadstick and like try to soak up some of that Alfredo sauce. But it's too late at this point. The cheese was gross and all coagulated. The pasta has no flavor. The meatballs were fine. Like, they're a little spicy, but it definitely reads as low quality food that, you know, was worth every penny of the $5.
Yeah. Yep. It is what it is.
It is what it is. It's what's it's.
It's true.
I would give it, man, should I take the pizza into account or just this special thing?
Sure.
I'm just going to do the pasta. Like, at first I was like, side of pizza, that's like 50 minimum. But removing that from the equation, this is like, I don't know, but 34.
Okay.
Just bad.
Okay.
I'm gonna agree. It was pretty bland. I think the thing with the most flavor out of all of it was the breadstick.
The breadstick, yeah. Yeah.
You know, it definitely is like a replica Olive Garden breadstick, but it's a little sadder. It's a little softer, but not I don't know. It's not a good soft.
It's like, not as dense. It's a little more hollow.
It's just kind of like brant.
yeah, it goes brant when you eat it.
But it had the flavor, you know, like you were eating it and you could taste the shit that they covered it in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the pizza was whatever. And the pasta was absolutely flavorless. Definitely could have used, and I'm a cheese man, could have used more sauce and less cheese.
Yep. I agree with that.
There was so much. It actually shocked me how much cheese there was because I feel like, I don't know anything about the restaurant industry, but I feel like they're always going, no, less cheese. We'll save money. You know, they don't just throw cheese all willy-nilly and giving it away.
If it's cheap cheese.
And they did it. They did it. Yeah, I mean, it might be. They did it. I didn't have as much as a coagulation as you did, but I also ate the pasta first. The meatball was probably the tastiest thing in that dish.
Yeah.
There were three of them. They weren't bad. But all in all, I'd say it's pretty on brand for what it is. It's drive-through pasta.
I've never had drive-through pasta before, nope. But this is what I imagine it tastes like.
Yes. Yeah.
And they didn't disappoint.
It's definitely not worse than I thought it would be.
yeah, but
I didn't
wasn't
have high
surprised.
Expectations. But you always have that. Maybe it'll be really good somehow.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. But it is a cheap meal. It is a drive-through. I wasn't expecting a 100. I'll give it 48.
Yeah. Okay.
It's an average score of 41.
Ugh. It's a pretty 40. It's a pretty 40.
Yeah, food. I guess. I was hoping low 30s.
Yeah.
Or high 30s at least.
Sorry.
You should have scored
okay.
it lower.
It's okay. I'm just disappointed in you. It's fine.
Yeah, well, you didn't get four breadsticks, though. He gave me four.
Yeah, I only got two. Like
yeah,
a chunk.
Sorry. Yeah. I didn't realize that I had so many left over. There's a lot.
I was just thinking about this. I tend to be like, I really like textures and stuff. So I thought I'd be pretty like happy with this, like, cause it has interesting textures with the pasta and the, you're still eating breadsticks and like the breadcrumbs and the meatballs, but it was not enough. Like as much as I enjoy texture food, you need flavor as well. And it was just not there.
It was lacking.
Yeah. I wonder what our SERP site is. Do we want to guess while Eric gets it?
I will say, I hope it's not wine. Cause then we all need to get right home.
All right, what the fuck is this? Welcome
back. We just came through hell.
Hang on. Guys, I'm taking a picture. I'm taking a picture. Hang on.
It looks like smart. Tofu.
I forgot I was talking and my microphone was in my lap. yeah, it's some sort of pie.
Okay. What does it say on the
sheet? I'm going to guess a pumpkin pie.
Oh, if Eric's the one picking it, it's most certainly pumpkin. It says The Cheesecake Factory Pumpkin Cheesecake.
Wow! Wait,
is that written somewhere?
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
Page 2.
Oh, I like threw it away. Oh, shit. Look at that. Because I thought we were done.
Pumpkin cheesecake on a graham cracker crust made by the Cheesecake Factory Bakery, drizzled with Ghirardelli salted caramel sauce.
How are they getting Cheesecake Factory food? What's that about?
Well, how's this deal working? Like,
this is Fazoli's.
Yeah.
That's Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory has heard of Fazoli's? Or did they just go out and buy it and like
give us
like
answers?
It's like a Chicken Shack deal from Long Beach, whatever that place was, where they were getting the Popeye's chicken reselling it. They're just going out and buying the Cheesecake Factory cheesecake and being like, now at Fazoli's.
You know, Fazoli's and Cheesecake Factory, two giant names in the industry, finally teaming up together to bring you an incredible food. What do you think of What do you think of the pumpkin cheesecake?
I think it smells like pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting.
Mine's very wet.
Wait until you figure out what it tastes like.
I hope it tastes like pumpkin.
It might surprise you.
Mine doesn't want to open. It's so fucking wet.
I would say it's
why
very,
is it wet?
It's so wet. It's very mushy. I would say the flavor is about 10% pumpkin, 90% caramel.
Yep.
A very sweet treat for somebody like me who only likes sweet things.
Dude.
The lowest common denominator.
If you're throwing like a, you know, Club 62 member, like you're throwing them this, they're dead.
Dude, they're dead. Yeah. Their heart's going to start racing.
This is a death sentence, dude.
Their type 2 diabetes is going to flare the fuck up. They're toast.
One bite.
Yep. You know.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's so mushy.
Yeah, I wish I'd gotten it fresh instead of it sitting in Eric's car for about an hour and a half.
Like legitimately, that I think this was the firmness that it was when we got it.
Gross.
It was not cold. It was gross. Not cold.
I don't want to keep eating it then.
I mean, there's flavor for sure.
Yeah. It's fine. It's like a 65. I'll give it a 65.
It's not bad. It's not a good pumpkin pie, though.
Yeah, it would taste better if it were more pumpkin and also not mush.
I'm gonna knock off a couple points for how unpumpkin-y it is.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 53.
Wow.
And I also, you know, it's too sweet.
He doesn't like how sweet it is.
Average
score, very sweet.
Average score of 59. I think that's fair. I think that's fair. It's good.
That's crazy.
I think that if it was at Cheesecake Factory and you were getting it at Cheesecake Factory and it didn't come from Fazoli's,
yeah,
it
I
would
think it'd be better.
It would be fresher and better and not from Fazoli's.
Here's the thing. I'm choking on the crust. Here's the thing.
Not only would it be better, but I don't doubt for a second they didn't downgrade their food before they sent it on over to Fazoli.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's not how it works. You don't get the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get name brand outside of the name. They go, we'll give you the shitty, like, the fucking, we'll give you the cheesecake the interns made.
The leftovers.
Yep.
Or like, yeah,
the rejects.
The last year's ingredients or whatever. Yeah.
Well, they don't want people going to Fazoli's for cheesecake. They want to go to Cheesecake Factory.
It's good enough where you eat it and you go, I should go to get the real one at Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like eating the pasta is if I should go get real pasta.
Yeah.
I'll say about this pasta, though, there's a lot. I'm not saying whether that's good or not, but if you want a lot of food for $5, I'm so full, and I probably didn't even eat half the.
Yeah,
container.
If you're just trying to get full for cheap, this will get the job done.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know that you're gonna be stoked about it. You will get
you
full,
won't be.
But you'll just kind of go like, maybe I should have gotten something else.
It's strictly like pragmatic utilitarian approach. It's like I'm hungry.
Damn.
I need food. I don't care what goes into me. This will get the job done.
All the Club 62ers of Face Jam love it, though, so it's fine. Jordan's eloquent.
we did it.
Yeah.
What's on top of this? On top of this cheesecake, is it like a cream cheese icing?
I think it's just whipped cream. I think you're tasting.
I don't know. It's a little.
It's
pretty
too
dense.
Thick. Yeah. There's no way it's just whipped cream. There's something in there.
Hmm. You're wrong.
Well, that was a surprise. But sheet. If you want to send us snacks. Damn, if you want to send us snacks, you can send us snacks. Send it to Face Jam care of Eric Bedour, 1901 East 51st Street, Austin, Texas, 78723. We just did the snack attack, so we are low on snacks. I'm not saying, hey, you absolutely have to send something. I'm saying, if you want to, now's probably the time. Here's the other thing. Don't send bugs. I just throw them away. I don't look at the card. I don't
care. You get more bugs?
Yeah, we got bugs, and I just threw them away. It's not funny. You're wasting your money. Please don't send us bugs. It's not the first time I've said this. Don't send us bugs.
You have said it multiple times.
Yes, I've said it, and guess what? We still get bugs.
And like,
it's not funny.
It's funny that you throw them away. That's
right?
Yeah,
funny.
That's
well.
Funny.
Here's the thing. If you send like multiple things and one of them is bugs, I'm probably just gonna toss like all of it because it's not funny. Just don't send bugs at all.
Don't try to sneak bugs. Don't try to just send bugs.
Yep.
And if you're hearing this and being like, huh, everyone else is dumb, but when I do, it'll be funny. Guarantee you, it's not. You are the problem.
I immediately throw them away.
I don't know. You could be the one that cuts through the noise. You could be the funny one.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
Waka waka.
Maybe.
Yep.
Maybe. You know?
I'm not getting bugs.
Honestly, I don't care enough to stop anyone because it's not me getting the bugs, but...
Well, it's the trash can getting the bugs.
It is the trash can getting the bugs. For a while, it was Jeremy getting the bugs. Jeremy ate the bugs, but now I don't see Jeremy, so he can't eat the bugs.
It's not worth going to his place for a bug drop off.
No, no. How am I going to drop him off stuff in my own car like an idiot? No. I'm not carrying bugs in my car.
They might break free.
Yep. So again, I already brought it up, but Snack Attack 2, the snackening, is up on Rooster Teeth. We talked about it earlier, but it is up now on Rooster Teeth. Go check out Snack Attack 2, the snackening. It was very good. It was a lot of fun. There were surprises. Pitbull was there.
Yeah.
There was a...
In a way.
Yeah. And then we had the Spice Rat shirt reveal and all kinds of cool stuff. You can follow at
Face Jam
Pod. It
wasn't as good as the first one, though.
Do you like the first one better?
I mean, it's not my opinion. It's just a fact.
Mm.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
The audience let us know that it was fine, but not as good.
I just, again, I'm being honest. Like, if you like the first one, you'll probably like this one a little bit less.
Yeah.
But
I thought it was fun. But the whole time, despite it being different, the whole time we were very safe and tested negative. And
it was very safe. I think that's what dampened the fun a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't like lick you like I wanted to.
Yeah,
wanted
you kept telling us that you were going to suck our fingers. Like it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And I couldn't. And that's fine because without that, then it wouldn't exist at all.
Yep.
So I think for the circumstances we were under, it's as good as it could have been.
Yes.
I think it was very good.
Yep.
I'm not.
We didn't have, you know, we couldn't run free and do whatever we wanted.
Correct. So, yep. You know? So follow at Face Jam Pod to stay up to date on everything that's going on with Face Jam. Speaking of that, the Spice Rat shirt, it was a hot drop. It came out. It sold out immediately. We made the most money for anything at Rooster Teeth in a day. We helped RTX at home.
I think you're making that up.
No, we helped RTX at home. Biggest viewership through RTX because we rule. So great job to us. And if you want to stay up to date on when you can get a Spice Rat shirt again, follow at Face Jam Pod. But if you go to bit.ly/FJ Spice Rat, and there will be a link in the description of this episode. That's bit.ly/FJ Spice Rat. You can sign up to get notified on the restock of the Spice Rat shirt.
We have a
Why are you laughing?
It sounds like a guy's name. Sounds like a guy's name, you know?
Hey, guys, it's me, FJ Spice Rat.
You know, it's like the guy that...
It sounds like he'd be on MTV.
I think it'd be like a clothing store or something.
Oh.
FJ Spice Rats?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, I was shopping over at FJ Spice, and we call it FJ Spice for short, but it's FJ Spice Rat.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do all my back-to-school shopping at FJ Spice Rats. They have the freshest styles.
That's how the other kids know you're cool.
Yeah, yeah. They're like the Tillys of the 2020s.
Yeah, definitely. The coolest. Also, coming soon, the Face Jam Cup and the Sauce Monkey plush.
Dude, baby. That thing's going to sell out in 10 seconds.
Yeah, we showed both of these off at Snack Attack 2, The Snackening, and you'll be able to buy them soon. We'll keep you up to date on when exactly that's going to happen. But stay tuned. Follow at Face Jam Pod on Twitter for all your up-to-date information.
Don't forget to rate. Why did you say it like you were bored?
I wasn't bored.
He's just glummy.
Like, he's still glummy.
He's a little glummy, Gus.
Not glummy.
You dragged it out.
No.
He's glummy.
Not glummy.
You're like a gloom.
I'm not glum. I'm good.
Please rate and subscribe and tell a friend about this show where we eat food and rate the food.
And please, if you're going to do it, tell them we don't eat on the show. Except for at the end, we might take like a little bite.
Right.
But most of it, we don't eat. A lot of people I see, they say, oh, I can't listen to people eat.
Are you familiar with the subreddit Confidently Incorrect?
No, because, that sounds great.
There were so many.
I've never been wrong in my life, so I don't know.
Hey, you sound confidently incorrect. There was a comment, on the Snackening that was like, they should just do this all the time. Like, audio only and eating on a podcast is such a dumb idea. And everyone was like, you clearly don't listen to the podcast.
I think I replied to that guy and I just said, this comment rules.
Then Eric loaded him up and shot him into space.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, baby. Enjoy space. That's just whipped cream.
No, it's just whipped cream.
No.
All right, yep. so now that we're at the end of the episode, do you want to talk about how the episode went? Because we're not past like an hour and 15 minutes yet, so I think we have some time
good.
To kill.
I liked it.
I think Fazoli's is a fun restaurant for us to do because we don't know
it was
anything
a fun
about
trip.
It. Yeah.
And we'll never be back.
Nope. I mean, I hardly come up here as it is, so I'm definitely not coming for Fazoli's.
Eric, take a picture of it because I'm not getting out of my car. So just like pretend we were in it.
Take a picture of the food too. Don't forget.
And I'm serious. I'm not getting out.
Don't forget to upload the audio. Don't forget to like.
All right. Well, now you're just talking about chores.
Now we're doing chores.
I mean, I just don't want him to like screw up anymore. I'm just trying to help.
He fucked up a lot today.
I'm going to pop the tires on your cars. I didn't say van.
Whoa, he's got man.
I didn't say it.
He's got
man. I didn't say it. No, wait a minute. That wait, was, what?
That
what?
Was literally a slip of the tongue.
Oh, the secret's out.
Michael, we really win because now we're in his head.
We're living in your head, rent free, baby.
A little Freudian slip there, Eric.